Well, that was Chardonnay Eyes, a vintner's song by Cyril Beaumont.
And you're tuned to Travel Writers Radio. Well, over the decades, Deborah and Alan Giles have run a swag of hotels, including Melbourne's Malvern Hotel, the Turf Club Hotel, the Albert Park, the Montague, the Beaumaris, the Sandringham, and also Arthur's Restaurant. Now, after a brief spell of retirement, the Giles are back in business at the Cricketers Arms Hotel now in Port Melbourne, which they have renamed the House of Wine and Food. Veronica Matheson caught up with Alan Giles earlier today.
Alan, over the past 30 years, you and your wife Deborah have been breathing life into many of Melbourne's best hotels. Tell me, yes, what was the first one you ever got involved with?
Well, the first hotel I ever worked at was one up in Carlton, the Clyde Hotel.
Oh, familiar.
That's still there, and that was a little university hotel. Then I worked down, while I was a student, I lived and worked at the Brighton Club Hotel, which is now a Dan Murphy. Uh-huh. That was known as Sirikoski's in those days. I went into the Turf Club Hotel. Carlton United Brewery sent me out to the Turf Club Hotel to assist with the opening of that hotel. It had been a quiet suburban hotel, and they'd spent a lot of money on it and turned it into a great big food operation. We had the Malvern Hotel. I went into partnership with a man called Keith Barrett, who's still a wonderful friend, and we went into the, we had then the Turf Club and the Malvern Hotel, and then we took over the Sandringham Hotel as well, and then the Beaumaris and the Albert Park. Then we got involved with Delgany down in Portsea.
Familiar names.
So, yeah, great names. And we had wonderful times in the hotel industry, you know, for about 40 years.
So yeah, and then you decided to retire.
We did. We had a wonderful time. We'd been importing French wines from France for about 30 years. Mm. Never made much money out of it, but always enjoyed it. And we used to very frequently go to France. And when we retired, we sold the last hotel we had with the Malvern. We sold that, and we got very quickly bored. So we said, no, we want to go to France. We want to see what France is like through the seasons. And so my wife and I, Deb, went to France for a year, and we lived in three different parts of France, the Dordogne in the southwest, in Burgundy, and in Provence.
What a great adventure.
Oh, it was. It was wonderful because you get to know a lot more about a country when you spend the full season in it because, you know, the cycles of life are seasonal. We enjoyed the markets in France. We used to wander around the markets, buy fresh food, take it home to our little houses that we're renting, cook it, go out to the little local restaurants. It was an immersion that really topped us up, I suppose, in terms of understanding what French cooking is all about. The cooking of France that we love, the classical cooking, is that cooking that emanates from the countryside, from women in the country who are working out in fields and in vineyards and doing other things. So they cook things in advance, and the flavours are marinated and cooked and left and reheated, and the dishes reflect that, the great beef bourguignons and coq au vins and cassoulets and things like that. They're not quickly cooked. They're cooked over a long period of time. And that's what we like. Yeah. The flavours we like.
And so you are actually now back in the business.
Yeah, we are. My wife's cooking and I'm cooking a bouillabaisse. Deb does most of the classics and I do the bouillabaisse. Bouillabaisse, of course, is the great seafood dish of France. There are about 200 different authentic versions, but the one we do, we like, and we haven't really changed it for 50 years, and it still serves very well.
And you have very special memories of that seafood stew, don't you?
Well, it's only when I started to sit down and think about it all that I realised what a precious memory it was. We were in Marseille, a friend and I, had an extended period of time that we weren't really looking for. And in those days, I've often said, if you wanted to see what Marseille was like in the late 60s, early 70s, go and have a look at that movie, The French Connection 2, with Gene Hackman. And it was pretty much like that because after that, they changed it a lot. Although, even though the Germans changed it through the war, they knocked a lot of things down. But after the war and up until the mid-70s, Marseille was still basically it was an international port, of course, but also there were a large number of local fishing boats that used to come right into the old port, and they'd dock right opposite the fish market in the old port, mm-hmm. and carry their food across to the fish market and sell it how they could. It was called the Crayere, and that fish market in the mid-70s was turned into an opera house. But today it's an opera house.
Wow. It must have been a pretty impressive fish market in those days then.
Well, you know the way they built things. They built them with big... Well, anyway, it's there. You can go and have a look at it. But in those days, it was a very lively place. And there were a number of people that used to sell bouillabaisse, or different types of fish type things. But three of them were right in front of that Crayere, and two of them produced a bouillabaisse that was cooked with whole fish and one with filleted fish. They all had these sort of tricycle-looking things that they used to wheel around, mm-hmm. with a brazier thing on the back with a great big pot on it for their stock, and then they had another little cooking pot to quickly cook their bouillabaisse. Now, I noticed the guy who had the filleted fish was doing twice the trade that the others were, so I watched him. He used to eat these things. They had all sorts of tin cups and goodness knows what that you'd eat it all out of, and funny little unsteady tables that you could sit on. Because it was a very temporary affair. They were there for perhaps 4 or 5 hours and then they were off. And I watched how this man did his and talked to him a little bit and worked out what it was. And I thought, no, I think you've got to fillet your fish, whereas if you go to Marseille today, you'll still get whole fish.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a mess eating whole fish. You finish up with bones and skin and all sorts of stuff. But the filleted fish, man, I thought, that's the way to do this. And I worked out how he did his soup, and I worked out how he made his broth, and that's what we make.
Yeah, so when you actually go to the House of Wine and Food, which used to be the old Cricketers Arms Hotel in Port Melbourne, you can actually get this bouillabaisse.
On the weekends. And if there's a large group, we have on a couple of occasions cooked for a large group during the week. But it takes 2 days to prepare that as well. You know, it's not easy to make some of these classical dishes. You've got to, it's most of the classical dishes, the secret is in the sauce, so to speak. And that takes time.
Alan, you sound as if you've got a real passion for food.
Well, I like eating. I always enjoy food. We do it 3 times a day. You want to enjoy it.
Yeah. Now, why did you change the Cricketers Arms Hotel? Why did you change the name of that to the House of Wine and Food?
Well, first of all, we want to reflect the fact that it was a House of Wine and Food. It's been a successful hotel for many years as a local hotel. But more of the whole of the hotel industry over the last 50 years has had a dramatic change. Up until the mid-60s, we had 6 o'clock closing in hotels in Victoria.
Yeah.
There were 1,300 hotels, no more, no less. They all sold beer. When I first started in 1961, what you did in a hotel was you sold glasses of beer to people, and then you sold bottles of beer to people. I knew every wine that was produced in Australia pretty much, mm-hmm. and you had them on the shelf, and there weren't many of them, and no one bought them. What you sold was port and sherries and various spirits and beer. Beer was 99% of what you sold. So a lot of hotels still retain that public bar-type trade, mm-hmm. and this was one of them. But Port Melbourne over the last 20 years has also had dramatic changes. The people that lived in Port Melbourne 20 years ago, whilst many of them still do live here, there's an awful lot don't. And a lot of people have now come to this area because it's close to the city, it's close to the beach, there's wonderful public transport, there's very good parking, the streets are lovely, it's like a big country town in a way. Mm. And they come here because it's just a wonderful place to live. So we have now young professional people and people of a kind who are looking for a different place to live, and we felt it was important to present a venue that was reflecting that changing trade.
That was Alan Giles, who, with his wife Deborah, is now running the Cricketers Arms Hotel in Port Melbourne, which has been renamed to the House of Wine and Food.